Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Final Edition Radio Hour is a work of satire intended for people who own books, gentrify neighbourhoods, and say they like kale. Please consume responsibly. The satire, that is.
Hi, I'm Tony Hendra.
And I'm Jeff Chrysler.
And this is the Final Edition Radio Hour. So, Jeffers, for this show, I'm going to blow my own trumpet a bit.
Okay, Mr. Hendra, you do that. You pay the bills.
A couple of weeks ago, a movie began shooting in LA called A Futile and Stupid Gesture. It's all about the National Lampoon and its glory days in the 70s. Its star is Will Forte, who plays one of the founders, Doug Kenny.
What about you, Mr. Hendra? You were the first editor hired by the founders. Who plays you?
A very funny Brit called Matt Lucas, who played the brother of the obnoxious Brit couple in Bridesmaids. His sister was Rebel Wilson.
Right, right. They kicked Kristen Wiig out of her apartment.
Exactly. And I'm worried, Jeffers. See, Matt is either bald or has a shaved head, and he's, well, pretty portly, of generous girth.
Wow, Mr. Hendra, at the Lampoon, you weighed 160 pounds and had blonde hair almost out of your butt crack.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll buy him a wig.
It's not that, Jeffers. Will he be able to do a good John Lennon?
John Lennon?
Yeah. Like this.
I resent performing for your fuckers. Tell me, what do you know? A lot of faggot middle-class kids wearing long hair and trendy clothes. Look, I'm not your fucking parents, and I'm sick of upside hippies coming knocking at me door with a fucking peace symbol. Get this that fast. I don't owe your fuckers anything, and all I got to say is fuck you.
Wow, Mr. Hendra? Is that you?
Yeah. And it's pretty much the only good thing I ever did at the Lampoon. I just don't know if Matt's up to it.
Maybe you'll end up on the cutting room floor.
I usually do.
Don't worry, Mr. Hendra. You still got the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Man on the Street.
More information is turning up about Donald Trump, including his treatment of women in private, and that he once posed as his own publicist. The Final Edition asked the man on the street, what do you think?
I don't like Donald Trump, and I don't support him, but I'm glad that he has spare swimsuits for women in his house, because that is a sign of being a good host.
To be fair, she was 26, so clearly he does not believe in age discrimination.
Look, he appreciates older women.
Trump believes in women's equality. He believes that all women are the same.
I have it on good authority that Donald Trump doesn't treat these women any worse than he treats his daughter.
Are we 100% that Trump didn't think she was a Barbie doll?
Yeah, he makes every man that goes to Mar-a-Lago try out his kung fu grip.
I just feel like that's sending my creepy old uncle out into the world to represent America.
I'm just glad NBC took The Apprentice out of the hands of someone who abuses women and gave it to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Trump is going to bring peace to the Middle East by going to Saudi Arabia and agreeing with them about women.
Gone all over the world to investigate human rights abuses, and I've learned a lot of what we could do.
Gird your loins for another straight-shooting episode of Old That George, the hilarious misadventures of George Zimmerman, the bad little boy who always gets away with it. This week, strapped for cash.
Zimmerman, it's your landlord, Joseph T. Bainbridge III. Where's my rent?
Sorry about the delay, Mr. Bainbridge III, but you'll have your money real soon. I got a plan that can't miss.
Why, you thimble fambling flop doodle? I want my money now.
And you'll get it, Mr. Bainbridge III. I'm selling the most valuable thing I have. My gun.
What?
Yep, it's the gun I used to kill an unarmed black teenager named Trayvon Martin in 2012. And it's gonna be worth millions.
Zimmerman, if this is another one of your harebrained schemes.
Honest engine, Mr. Bainbridge III. Just look, somebody already bid $65 million.
$65 million? Who would bid $65 million for a $300 gun?
It says it's some fella named Racist McShootface. Hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Wait a minute, George Zimmerman. I don't think that's a real name.
Really? Oh, gosh. That's disappointing. But no worries. Who's the next highest bidder?
It's a bid of $49 million from Skeevy McChild Killer.
Then I'll sell it to him. He sounds like an honest Joe.
Zimmerman, you hay-footed foozler? That's a fake name, too.
Really? Gosh, who are the other bidders? They can't all be fake.
Limp noodle butt sandwich?
Sounds British.
Bigoted skin flop?
I think I know him.
Half widow Thuggerson? Numb nuts Van Bigot Face? Plug-headed Gunowitz? Pea-stained dandy Pratt? George Zimmerman is a sack of broken, jagged rectal thermometers?
Hey, I wonder if I'm related to that guy.
Hitlerian twiddle diddle, Confederate ass dip, loser McWannabe, human polyp, prolapsed rectum, racialist bedlamite, incompetent sociopathic negrophobe, homicidal microcephalic dogmatist.
Well, I don't like them homicides. But I'll sell to one of those other guys.
George Zimmerman, you slack-jawed, by-the-ground, hugger-muggering, self-righteous, glorified rageaholic. Every one of those names is fake.
Well, do you want to buy my gun? It's the one I'm pointing at you right now.
Zimmerman!
Ah, Zimmerman. How you gonna get away with this one?
Tomorrow, George Zimmerman gets into another domestic dispute, and everyone's still surprised. That's next time on Old That George.
And now, a very special serious world news report from war reporter Toddler.
Dada, I'm here at the grown-up stuff. As you can see, it is bad with stranger danger. A constant barrage of uh-uhs and boo-boos have turned this once ha-ha-go place into a no-no zone. Grown-up talks continue between the grown-ups and grown-ups, but with little progress toward okay happy smiles. At this point, many have worry tummy about whether one grown-ups will take ball and go home. Locals of Goo Goo Dad are frowning, filled with sad monsters, unsure if they will have enough wah-wah or num-nums to get through the Santa times. Dada, that appeared to be a boom-boom box very close to Owie range. Going bye-bye now, my name is Dylan, and I'm this many.
This has been a very special Serious World News Report from War Reporter Toddler.
Good morning, everyone. I am Professor Michaela Williams. I will be your proctor for this examination, the SAT. You will have 4 hours to answer all the questions. You may begin the essay portion, for which you will have 25 minutes when I give the signal. You may begin now.
Hello there. You are the only person in this room reading these words. Welcome.
Brandon Merriweather.
To the Legacy SAT. Do not worry. You're going to be fine. The college of your choice,
Princeton University,
has already accepted you. Do not exhibit extreme emotion. Do not high-five the student next to you. Do not clench both fists and hiss yes under your breath. Keeping your cool while receiving massively privileged treatment is the main life lesson you must learn from taking this test. As you know,
Brandon,
the Supreme Court has ruled that race should not be a factor in college admissions. But we know, don't we, that being white and well off with a parent who attended
Princeton University
should always be a factor, because in a stable society, hereditary privilege ensures continuity. Don't worry if you find that last sentence hard to grasp. It will not affect your score. As you can see from your answer sheet, an essay on the given assignment has been completed for you. You don't need to read it, but trust us, you express yourself very clearly and your thoughts are well organized, but not so brilliantly as to attract unwanted attention. What about the other sections, you ask? Well, many of the misguided folks who criticize the legacy system say a legacy has an advantage over others of about 160 points in his or her final score. But we thought, what the hey? Why waste your valuable time? Why not just answer all the questions in all the sections correctly, except for 160 points worth? And no,
Mr. Merriweather,
you do not have to figure out what 1,600 minus 160 is. FYI, it's 1,440. Good score, but not perfect. That's right, so as not to attract unwanted attention. So, all you have to do for the next 4 hours is look busy and fairly intelligent. Excellent training for all those tedious board meetings and HR gender bias hearings you're going to have to be sitting through. That is, after you graduate cum laude from
Princeton University.
Oh, and by the way,
Brandon,
we take care of that too.
The Final Edition Radio Hour will be right back, just like your cancer.
Welcome
back
to
the Final
Edition Radio
Humpback. Oh.
Excuse me? Hi there, I'm Randall. I'm an intern. The home office sent me out here.
What do you want? Can't you see I'm busy?
You didn't fill out your self-evaluation form.
No, I did not. I can't do two things at once. What am I supposed to do? Just let this go?
Oh. Well, they told me to just ask you the questions and write down your responses. Is that okay?
Oh, fine. Whatever. It's not like it matters.
Great. Let's get started. Name?
I'm Sisyphus. Duh. Rock, hill, hello.
Sorry. Have to ask. And, what is your position?
My position?
Your title. What do you actually do?
I roll this rock up this hill, you dimwit! And every time I do it, it rolls back down to the bottom! For eternity!
Oh, and I'm the dumb one.
Look, is this really necessary?
Sorry, just a few more questions. How would you describe the nature of your work? Clerical? Managerial? Executive?
I don't know. It's labor intensive.
How about if I write down that it's Sisyphean? Huh?
Okay, I kind of like that.
On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being best, how would you rank your job satisfaction?
Seriously?
Gotcha. I'm just going to write down 1 for this whole section. Now, yes or no, do you feel that your goals at work are clearly explained to you?
Weirdly, that's a yes.
Do you feel confident that you can achieve those goals?
I keep doing it, don't I?
I'll take that as a yes. Next, where do you see yourself in... Okay, you know what? I'm just going to skip to the end. How would you describe the essential nature of your job?
Well, philosopher and writer Albert Camus says that the very lucidity that was to constitute my torment at the same time crowns my victory. There is no fate that cannot be surmounted by scorn. Even a universe devoid of meaning is neither sterile nor futile. The very struggle itself is enough to fill a man's heart.
But in your own words?
Sucks. Oh, no! Oh, shit! Not again! Look out below!
Wow. Tough break. I gotta go to my next interview. Do you know where a Prometheus is?
Over that way. The guy with the eagle eating his liver. You'll hear the screams. Fuck! Now I gotta start over. Say, you don't want to give me a hand, do you?
Can't. I've been sentenced to spend eternity giving questionnaires to mythical figures.
Wow. And here I was feeling sorry for myself. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock, gonna rock around the clock
tonight. And now, the continuing adventures of Captain Bobo, Space Bear. Today's episode, number 23, Be All My Sins Remembered.
Captain Bobo, I'm picking up several ships approaching at high speed. Should we take evasive action? Yes, sir. Ensign Lars, hard to port.
There's too many of them, Lieutenant. They already have us surrounded.
Damn, she's right. What are your orders, Captain Bobo? Salmon? There's no time for that. They're readying weapons. Should we return fire?
We're being hailed.
All right, put it through, communications guy.
Ah, Captain Bobo. We meet again at last.
Emperor Gorbless.
Quiet, lapdog. I'm speaking to your master. Captain Bobo, you are surrounded. Prepare to surrender. Ah, defiance. Very well. My soldiers need target practice. Your surviving crew will become slaves of the Tablecloth Empire.
The Tablecloth Empire?
Shut up! I know what it means in your language. In my language, it's very impressive. Big words, but I hear the fear in your voice, Captain Bobo. Now, say whatever your culture's equivalent of prayers are.
We call them prayers.
Silence! Now, my slave children, open fire!
Is this the grisly end of Captain Bobo? Will the fearless crew escape Emperor Gorbless's steel trap of death? Or will they be forced to bear the yoke of slavery? Find out next week on The Adventures of Captain Bobo, Space Bear!
Good morning, California. I'm Trisha Briggs, live here on VDX with your local weather update. It's going to be a sunny day in Los Angeles, starting out a little cooler. 61 degrees right now in Santa Ana.
Psst. Psst.
Santa Ana with an area of rising, Jerry, what are you doing?
Just put this on.
What?
This cardigan. Put it on.
I'm sorry, what?
We're getting complaints about your dress.
You're kidding.
No. So?
It's not even that low cut.
Maybe it's a Jesus thing. Who knows? Anyway, cardigan, okay? Thanks. Perfect.
An area of rising pressure is bringing with it some warmer temperatures, getting up into the high 70s by mid-afternoon.
Psst.
With...
Trisha. Trish.
With a light breeze. And good news if you're an allergy sufferer. Today,
Just take this.
Nuh-uh. We're seeing low levels of pollution, likely a result of yesterday's...
Put it on.
I'm not wearing your biker jacket.
But it's vegan, and it zips all the way up to the neck.
No.
Seriously, Trish, we're getting complaints that even with the cardigan, you're a bit, you know...
No, I don't know.
Well, that you have... breasts.
No shit, Sherlock.
Come on, this is important! We only have a few viewers, so a few complaints is a massive percentage of our viewers. It's just a jacket.
Wow. Okay, then. Rain. Yes, rain. Yesterday's rain. That band of clouds heading southwards, bringing cooler temperatures over the next couple of... The fuck, Jerry?
It's a scarf.
It's a blanket?
Either way, just drape it round, nice and covered up in the chest area.
I'm a meteorologist, you know.
I know.
I have a master's degree in atmospheric sciences.
Yeah?
From Yale.
Still, could you maybe wear this?
Okay, this is ridiculous. Listen up, viewers. Let's get one thing straight. Yes, I had a baby. No, I'm not breastfeeding. Repeat, not breastfeeding.
Oh. Well, apparently that's fine. Get those boobs back out again. Rack up, Tit Central. And now back to the weather.
Are you a non-smoker, former smoker, or someone who's trying to quit smoking? Do you have a wife and kids who are draining the life out of you day in, day out? Well, now you can abandon them with impunity, but without compromising your anti-smoking lifestyle. Just tell them you're running to the store to pick up some Proverbial Brand cigarettes. Proverbial Brand cigarettes offer all of the pretense of leaving the house with none of the well-documented detriments of smoking. Side effects include freedom, a good night's sleep, no expensive alimony checks, not having to see that horrible brat's face, and most importantly, not throat cancer. So the next time your new baby girl won't stop fucking crying! God! Tell her you're heading out to pick up Proverbial Brand cigarettes. Because you've gone a long way, baby. A long way. And for a more refreshing made-up experience, try new Proverbial Brand mentholated cigarettes. Mmm, that's proverbial.
Here at the Final Edition, we know that lady journalists have role models too. Barbara Walters, Diane Sawyer, that Hungarian photographer who tripped those refugees last year. Remember her? People looked at her and saw a horrible person. Not me. I saw the people that horrible person did not trip. I saw the refugees who were quick and athletic enough to avoid her. And when I looked at them, I couldn't help but think, wow, how do I get into great shape like that? My next guest has the answer. It's his hot new workout program, Tough Mudder 2, Crossing Borders. Please welcome George L. Assad.
Hello.
Your workout seems so intense, like an Iron Man.
Haha, yes. Except you could die. Let's go!
Okay, I'll just get my... Oh, what was that for?
Stretching, serious style.
Sucks.
Yes. Okay, you must go through obstacles to get over there.
What's over there?
Germany.
I'm trying to get to Germany? Why would I...
Airstrike from your own government! Run, run, run! No time, no time. It's probably mustard gas. Go, go, go! Run through that cornfield!
Ow!
Now the press corps obstacle course.
Did you hear she got the front page?
So you're going to BuzzFeed?
I'm actually doing branded content right now. Avoid the follow-up questions. Watch out for that blogger.
How authentic is your ethnicity?
Do you self-identify?
Do you take Bitcoin?
You made it. Now, come here, baby.
What?
I said come here. You know you want this.
No, what are you doing?
You're a refugee and a woman. No one would believe anything you say, baby.
Get off me?
Ah, that's good. That's one rep. Three more.
Get the frick away from me. Get away! I will freaking kill you!
Okay, ow. Okay, it's good, good. Very believable. Now, onto that boat.
What boat? That's two dead bodies tied together with rope.
Get on now, before others climb on and sink it. You capsized. Make for the shore.
I'm trying. What are these things I have to hold in the air?
Those are, children.
Whose children?
Does it even matter? Hold them in the air and die, or drown them and swim. Your choice.
Oh, God. I'm going to be sick.
Good, good. That means you're feeling the burn. Okay, now you're on shore. It's nighttime. Quietly, fight this mother of five for that blanket. Her husband was just beheaded. Use your core. Bend at the knees.
No. My children. Oh, this reeks. What's on it?
It's from Iran. Inspired by American smallpox blankets.
This is almost over.
Almost. Now it is morning. You're at the border. Pump those legs.
I don't understand. What am I supposed to do?
He wants to know your classification.
I'm a migrant.
He thinks you're undercover ISIS.
I'm a refugee.
Not good enough. Try harder. Keep the heart rate up. Break through the wall.
Oh,
God! Oh! I'm white!
Oh, Dick Frackenwurm meet up, yeah? You did it! You did it! You did it! He wants to invest in your startup!
Oh my God, that was totally inhumane.
I know, right? In our next training session, a German rapes you. Then you're sent back home.
Sounds great. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour. Humans providing their voices to the Final Edition include Bruce Cherry, Jen Dodd, Jim Earle, Rob Gordon, Tony Hindra, Jeff Chrysler, Jeff Hendrick, Dan Vitale, Jessica Park, Barry Lenk, Ebby Parker, John Marshall, Rachel Rauch, Steve Rosenfield, James Mount, Rob Miller, Leah Krinsky, Kayla Merrill, Andrew Danish, Leslie Shapira, Anne Touchell, Darby Worley, Ben Kirchner, Gil Barron, and Bridget Fitzgerald. Writers for the Final Edition include Bruce Cherry, James Mount, Jen Dodd, Jim Earle, Ben Kirchner, Bridget Fitzgerald, Rob Gordon, Gil Barron, Tony Hindra, Jeff Hendrick, Jessica Park, Ebby Parker, Jeff Chrysler, Barry Lenk, Leah Krinsky, John Marshall, Kurt Weitzman, Eve Weston, Leslie Shapira, Kate Knowles, Jeremy Rayburn, and Steve Rosenfield. The Final Edition was produced and directed by Tony Hindra and Jeff Chrysler. West Coast production and direction by Barry Lenk. Audio editing and sound design by Greg Russ and Andrew Hammond. The Final Edition is the property of the Final Edition LLC. Copyright 2016.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.